What might your favorite or most compelling afterlife story be? Something that you've come across over the years? Is there one that stands out?
You know, there is a really amazing story, very well researched. It goes back to around the 1880s. It took place in a little town in Illinois called Watseka, Illinois, and the case is known as the Watseka Wonder. It's an amazing story. There were two girls living in this tiny little town in Illinois, and one of them, I believe her name was Mary Roth, died at the age of about 10. Now, across town, there was another little girl named Lorancy Venom. And after Mary Roth's death, she apparently inhabited the body of Lorancy. She just took over and announced to Lorancy's parents that she was really Mary Roth now, and she convinced everybody to such an extent that she went and lived with the Roth family for months. And after about 6 months of inhabiting the body, she told everybody it's time for her to go now, and she left, and the original child, Lorancy Venom, came back, inhabited the body again, and moved back with her own parents.
Did they feel comfortable with her?
Well, apparently, you know, the whole town was aware of this situation. Researchers were called in to investigate. It came to the attention of psychical researchers who went and did interviews with people in both families and in the neighboring towns. And it seemed like a natural thing to the people involved. You know, it wasn't at all spooky to them.
That's something else. The experience with these people also, which ties into reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a very staunch believer in reincarnation, and I'm beginning to believe that things that occur in our present life, Jeffrey, definitely have been affected because of our past lives.
I think if scientists were to take the research data of reincarnation seriously, we would revise many of our understandings of the human personality.
Well, that could very well be. Do you think you've been reincarnated?
Well, you know, George, I think you did an interview with my friend and colleague, Dr. Walter Semke.
Sure.
Who wrote the book Return of the Revolutionary.
Yes, yes.
You may know, or you may not know, he has a chapter in that book about me.
You are in there, and he thinks that I am the departed William Whipple from the Declaration of, I signed the Declaration of Independence.
No kidding. How do you feel about that?
Well, I wish I had a different last name. You know, I don't know if I'm William Whipple. I have never had, I guess Whipple was in the Navy, as was I, and mm-hmm. things like that. But I've never had glimpses of this fellow's life, nor have I ever had any glimpses of the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
There was another psychic on the program some time ago who believes that I might have been an Atlantean.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the William Whipple, I'm not sure. Now, who were you supposed to be?
William James, who was America's first psychologist and one of the founders of the whole discipline of psychical research. He was a great researcher into life after death. And
would that have put you and William Whipple during the same time period?
Well, William James was born in 1842, and he died in about 1909.
Okay, and I would guess that Whipple died before you were born then, two of them never
in
met.
In that case. And, you know, when Walter suggested to me that I could have been William James in a past lifetime, I scoffed at the idea. I thought it was absolutely absurd. But I have to say, the more I think about it, the more it kind of feels like a fit.
Well, I tell you, it makes you think. It's mm-hmm. it's definitely food for thought.
Yeah.
It's
food for thought, that's for sure.
Have you ever had past life regression?
Many times, and I have gone back to the William James lifetime. many times. I'll tell you what convinced me in this case. Walter Semkew told me when I expressed my skepticism that people reincarnate in soul groups, and I could prove to myself whether or not I was William James if I could identify people who were very close to me in this lifetime who match up in terms of their personality characteristics, their interests, and their physical features with people who were known to have been close people to William James. And to my astonishment, I found over a dozen such individuals.
I believe that theory. I think that the people that we are very close to in our present life, we had a relationship with in a past life, maybe all past lives. You know, it might be that these souls band together, assuming that they continue to get reincarnated. I mean, eventually, we're not coming back, are we?
Right. I would say, you know, all traditions suggest that eventually you leave the circle of life and death and return to the one consciousness from which the whole game emerged in the first place.